Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Josh, let's see if I can curb my excitement as I tried to get through that headline and give all those bits of information out and just stumbled over my own words.
It's a big day, man. It's a big day. It's an exciting moment.
The Bechtel breakdown for Friday, July 12th. We had a breakdown yesterday. We have a breakdown today. Josh, happy for you to be able to jump along on the breakdown ride.
Absolutely.
So Paul Skenes is the first Pirates pitcher to pitch the All-Star game. Found the stat. Since 1975, it was Jerry Royce who started for the Pirates.
Wow.
Dating back even further, there were two All-Star games a few days apart from each other in 1960 when the Pirates won the World Series. The last championship that's been won clinched in Pittsburgh. I know Zeiss counts the Connie Hawkins.
As he should.
ABA championship
as he
well.
Should.
We'll give him that.
Yes, that's history.
Bob Friend started the first All-Star game on July 11th. Vern Law started the second on July 13th. Both Pirates.
On the same team. Wow.
The same team with two All-Star games in 1960. But it was Jerry Royce for the Pirates in 1975. We're dating back almost 50 years the last time it's happened for the Pirates.
That's insane. Absolutely insane. And how cool is that for Paul Skenes? 22 years old, 11 career starts. He's starting the All-Star game at 22 years old. He's the fifth rookie ever to start an All-Star game on the mound. Insane.
It doesn't even seem real what we're watching, and that in our city. Like, we just got to soak it all in and enjoy it.
I said this in the previous hour. This is something that you don't get to see, and we have it right here in front of us. It's so easy to get caught up in, what, is he going to become a Yankee? Is he going to become a Dodger? Who cares? Watch what you got, what you have in front of you. Enjoy it now, because it won't be here forever.
He's going to be here for at least 5 years, you would hope. That's the way the contract's going to work.
And even if that's the case, I'm not even worried about year three right now. I'm not worried about year two. I'm soaking in everything we're getting. Because year one, this is history happening in front of our eyes.
Yes.
We got to enjoy it for what it is.
Now. Live in the now.
Exactly.
And truly appreciate it.
Truly.
So Netflix has released the sequel to Quarterback. It's now Receiver.
Yes.
Debo Samuel and George Kittle, both of the 49ers. Kittle not a receiver. Well, he technically is, but he's qualified as a tight end.
He might as well be, but yeah.
Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Devontae Adams. It was released on Wednesday. I watched it yesterday. I watched two episodes yesterday. I'm completely sucked in.
Wow.
And I might just end up being just a loser on my couch watching it for a lot of this weekend, or I might just watch it on Wednesday when there's no baseball and just watch the remaining six episodes next week, because
two episodes got you that quick.
I am completely hooked.
Wow.
Because I love the behind the scenes of these type of documentaries. Like, we saw it with The Last Dance. We've seen it with
yeah.
the Pete Rose documentary that's coming out on HBO very soon.
And The Last Dance was like the perfect storm because it was during the pandemic. No one
right.
was going anywhere, so everybody could just sit home and watch it.
It was so enjoyable.
Yes.
And I don't know. I just get sucked in NFL content, especially when there's no – when it's new NFL content.
That's fair.
And the league is not going on right now. It is the just deadest time of the NFL calendar.
And yeah, we're going into the deadest time of the sports calendar next week. Remember, Wednesday, Thursday after the All-Star game, there's nothing going on.
Boring. But, yeah. I mean, the Olympics are still are going to be starting up.
That's true.
So that'll true. Be that'll help to start to ease the pain a little bit of not having sports. Yeah. But are you going to watch it? Are you going to be locked in? Because
I gotta carve out time because it's so hard for me to carve out time these days with two little ones at home. It might be one of those where I'm up at 2 in the morning and the wife is like, will you please shut that off so I can go to sleep? I'll be like, no, it's all about Ross St. Brown. That's the thing that I like about it because you said the list was what? Kittle, St. Brown, Justin Jefferson.
Deebo Samuel and Davante Adams.
That's five of the best in the game.
Ton of stars.
Off the rip. It's five of the best. I'm hoping to get to it at some point. I got a bunch of stuff I got to catch up on. I got to see the most recent episode of The Boys, especially because someone told me recently I look like mother's milk, and I didn't know how to respond to that.
A lot of friends that love The Boys. My buddy Joey keeps telling me to watch it.
If you're a Marvel fan and you want to do something a little bit different, maybe get the other side of things, check out The Boys. But, man, don't watch it with kids around.
It's brutal, I've heard.
I got to wait till the kids are in bed when I watch The Boys because it's a lot.
Especially because quarterback had obviously the best in the game right now, Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And then, but you also had Marcus Mariota.
Right. Well, but then you have a guy like Kirk Cousins, whom I think a lot of people probably had like polarizing views on. But after getting Kirk Cousins involved with that, I think a lot of people had different opinions.
My
of Kirk
opinion
Cousins.
Changed.
Yeah, like
much more favorable.
You became more of a fan of the guy than you did of the quarterback. You're like, okay, he's a decent dude. You start to relate to some people. And I talked to you about this off air. I'm a wrestling fan. I watched Miz and Mrs. on USA, that reality show. I became a bigger Miz fan as a wrestling fan after watching it because I kind of understood the dude. Because it's like, hey, this is a guy who has one of the coolest jobs in the world. He's got an amazing wife, two beautiful daughters. He's just a guy that's enjoying his life. But at the same time, his dad might be a little quirky. Yep. His mother-in-law's a little weird.
Yep.
You just kind of enjoy the ride. But yeah, it's cool to see stuff like that when you don't get access that you normally see.
I got to like Kirk Cousins the man.
Right.
So much more than I ever thought that I would previously. And that's what a lot of this behind the scenes is. Like,
absolutely.
The first couple, I won't spoil it for you, but the first couple episodes of Receiver, like they showed George Kittle at like a birthday party that he had. Like he had a really good game at a birthday party afterwards. And just the interaction that he has with people. Davante Adams had a party for his kids and half the parents knew him. Half the parents had no idea who he was. So I was like, wow, this is a really nice house you have.
That's insane. The one thing I will say I'm excited about because it's Amon-Ra St. Brown. I am a huge fan of the St. Brown family.
I like him a lot.
If you have not heard about the St. Brown family, go look up the St. Brown family. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Equanimeous St. Brown. I think Osiris is the other one. Is basically family full of brothers, very educated parents, had these kids go into really good schools. I think Amon-Ra, one went to Stanford, one went to Notre Dame, but they went to like incredible schools, became really good football players. They're an amazing family, man. They're like the Stahl brothers of football. It's insane.
I have one more thing before we go back to Skeens.
Yes.
Well, two more things. EA Sports College Football 25.
Let's go!
Donnie and I talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I picked the Waynesburg University Yellow Jackets that I would rebuild because Waynesburg has not won a championship in the PAC in a while. Donnie picked St. Vincent because he broadcast some games for them. We looked it up, and we're pretty confident the texters can correct me. I hope they do if I'm wrong. We don't think that you can play with D2 and D3 teams in the game.
Yeah, you might have to use was it Team Builder?
Yeah,
create them?
You have to create your own Waynesburg team. Here. So I will, my new official pick is that I will finally get Penn State over the top to beat Michigan and Ohio State to win.
Okay, so I have my Team Builder answer. I'll get to that in a second. But my two current Division I teams that I would use, one is kind of obvious based on my own personal history. I lived in Arkansas for 3 years. I covered the Razorbacks. I was in Fayetteville where the U of A is. I fell in love with just Razorback fandom while I was there. So Arkansas is the obvious number one answer. But I'll go with a little bit of a fallen from grace program that's been on some hard times. They've had some coaching changes. But their stadium should be one of the toughest places to play in the game. I'm going to rebuild Florida, man.
Oh, good pick.
I'm going to rebuild the Gators.
They were a powerhouse for like 15, 20 years.
Chomp, chomp, baby. I'm rebuilding chomp, chomp. I'm making the Swamp one of the toughest places to play again.
Oh, the Tim Tebow days.
Now, that's a documentary that left me wanting, the Florida one.
Like,
there's so much stuff they left out. We won't get into that now. But my Team Builder pick, who better to revive to glory than the 1937 Orange Bowl champion, Duquesne Dukes, baby!
There we go.
Let's go! Of course I'm putting Duquesne back in the
Duquesne game. Duquesne man and you at heart will always live forever.
Absolutely, which, by the way, I might as well just put this out there now. You're surely color commentary for Duquesne football home games on radio.
Let's go!
We love it. Yeah, so there's that. But yeah, NCAA 25, I'm wasting so many hours and I don't care.
Donnie and I also chopped around yesterday. Is this the greatest Team USA basketball team that we've ever seen? Pure talent-wise, are they better than the 1992 Dream Team or even the Redeem Team?
92 is the OG, and the OG, you're not going to get better than 92.
Because
I'm sorry.
I agree with you, but the counter-argument to that is that Larry Bird retired just a few days after the Olympics. Magic Johnson was not the player that
Magic
he was.
It was after the AIDS diagnosis. I agree with that. But
LeBron,
still.
If you're comparing the rosters, LeBron and Michael Jordan, just cross them off. They cancel each other out. Steph Curry or Magic Johnson? Titles say Magic. Pure talent and how he changed the game, says Steph Curry. Kevin Durant versus Larry Bird. I love Larry Bird.
Oh, Larry Legend, man. Larry Legend. Sorry.
Larry Bird's probably my favorite NBA player outside of Steph Curry.
Bird was a bad, bad man.
Kevin Durant is probably, from a pure talent perspective, better. If I wanted to pick a team, I want Larry Bird over Durant. But talent, I go with Durant.
Durant's probably the better scorer, but Bird was an all-around player. Like, Bird could do everything.
Patrick
he could dribble,
Ewing.
He could shoot, he could pass, he could rebound, he could defend, he did it all.
Patrick Ewing versus Anthony Davis?
As much as I respect Patrick Aloysius Ewing, I might go AD over Patrick Ewing.
Barkley against, what other bigs are on this team? Bam Adebayo, Barkley.
Chuck in his prime was pretty good.
Very
Chuck
good.
Was 6'5", and was playing against dudes half a foot taller than him and beating them down.
Where
Chuck
do you put good. Anthony Edwards? Because I think he's going to be a superstar in the NBA for 15 years.
See, you give me Ant, and I'm going to counter Ant with Scotty.
Right.
And I'm taking Scotty over Ant.
At the same time, though, we've seen Scotty's full career, and we haven't seen Ant's full career.
This is true. But, like, as far as ability and what they can do, and if you put them head-to-head, Scotty's shutting Ant down. Sorry.
Also, Derek White has no business being on this team, especially over Jaylen Brown, the Finals MVP. That's a slap in the face on your own team.
And is Kawhi Leonard pulling out? Did
he
I hear
pulled
about
out,
that
and that's why Derek White took his spot.
Yeah, that's. And now here's something that we're leaving out. There are a couple guys on that team. You got one of the top five league scorers in history on that team in Karl Malone. You got one of the top guys in league history in assists and steals in Don Stockton, and in my opinion, might have been the best pure point guard that ever played the game. As far as being able to just run the floor, play defense, offense, and defense, and do all the things, We haven't talked about Chris Mullin. There were guys on that team that we're talking about top 50, top 75 players on that 92 team. I'm not trying to diss my own generation. And bear in mind, I had the Dream Team poster in my bedroom growing up.
Big
that
time.
Collection, dude, all-timers, man. Nothing against these dudes. And you're right. A team with Derek White on it, I think, is immediately disqualified. Nothing against Derek White.
Christian Laettner was on the other team.
And Christian Laettner had no business being there.
He was just a great college player.
He was the preeminent college player, and Mike Krzyzewski just happened to be an assistant.
In that instance, if you want to go the route of the best college player like they had with Laettner, instead of Derek White, I would have rather seen Cooper Flagg, who's going to Duke, who is like this going to be this perennial, incredible star.
So you want to run it back Laettner style, basically.
I would have gone with Cooper Flagg over Derek White. I think Derek White is a fine NBA player. But I would rather see the potential Cooper Flagg practicing with that team and getting a couple minutes with those potential. I mean, there's probably, what, 10 Hall of Famers on that team? And then there's Halliburton, who knows. Jalen Brunson was snubbed.
Yeah.
Compared with Halliburton being on that team.
Yeah.
Halliburton's a fine player. Jalen Brown is better. And I think Brunson's better.
Not seeing Jalen Brown on that was kind of surprising to me. I'm a Jalen Brown guy. I like Tatum, but I'm a Jalen Brown guy. But, yeah, as far as teams go, I'm going with the OGs.
All right, back to Skeens in the final part of the Bechtel breakdown. Rookies to start the All-Star game. This is your list. Hideo Nomo in 1995. Fernando Valenzuela in 1981.
Fernando Mania. The year I was born. Fernando Mania.
The Bird. Mark Fidrich.
Mark the Bird.
In 1976. And Dave Stenhouse in 1962. The second All-Star game. The 60s loved having two All-Star games. And Paul Skeens in 2024.
That's a list, man. Those last three. I mean, granted, like I mentioned, Fernando Mania was the year I was born. But Hideo Nomo, he took the league by storm, dude. He was a house on fire in 95. I remember that very well. I was in high school. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
First in 29 years.
Be a
rookie
about
and start the All-Star game.
And I imagine we will talk about that quite a lot later on today because I'm anchoring tonight on the sports desk at KDKA. So we'll talk about a lot there, too. I love this, man. We should do this more often.
I love the breakdown. It's my favorite part of Friday shows.
NCAA 25, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. All right. Now we gotta behave and be adults again now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.